Have you ever wondered why you can focus intensely on projects that fascinate you for hours, yet struggle to remember where you put your keys? Why you're brilliantly creative, but chronically late? Why you're simultaneously the most empathetic and most easily overwhelmed person in your friend group? Tracy Otsuka's ADHD for Smartass Women offers liberating answers to these questions. This revolutionary book has become a cult favorite among high-achieving women who've spent years feeling too much, too chatty, too ambitious, too emotional. Celebrated by Dr. Edward Hallowell as written by the fairy godmother of ADHD, this guide has transformed how women understand their neurodivergent brains. With over 5 million podcast downloads in 156-plus countries, Otsuka's approach resonates deeply with women who've been overlooked by traditional ADHD frameworks designed around hyperactive boys. ADHD isn't simply about attention deficits. It's about attention differences. For women with ADHD, attention flows abundantly toward interests while evaporating for mundane tasks. That Monday morning experience of heading to exercise, getting distracted by the dog, noticing flies, remembering an unopened package, and suddenly losing 45 minutes, that's the ADHD brain in action. Yet the same brain can hyperfocus so intensely on engaging tasks that basic needs like eating or sleeping are forgotten. Despite affecting women as frequently as men, ADHD remains severely underdiagnosed in females, with 75% of girls with ADHD going undetected. This isn't because women don't have ADHD, it's because their symptoms manifest differently. While boys might physically disrupt classrooms, girls with ADHD often sit quietly, lost in daydreams or ruminating thoughts. Their hyperactivity manifests internally as racing minds rather than racing bodies. The diagnostic criteria established primarily through studies of hyperactive boys fail to capture how ADHD presents in women. Girls learn early to mask symptoms, developing elaborate compensation systems that hide their struggles. Many aren't diagnosed until adulthood, when life demands exceed their ability to compensate, often after their child, particularly sons, receives an ADHD diagnosis, what researchers call the mommy factor. When women do seek diagnosis, they face additional barriers. Medical professionals receive shockingly little training on adult ADHD. 93% of adult psychiatry residency programs include no ADHD training whatsoever. Without understanding how women's symptoms differ, doctors frequently misdiagnose them with anxiety, depression, or bipolar disorder instead of recognizing the underlying ADHD. Finding proper diagnosis requires persistence. The most effective approach involves seeking specialists who understand female ADHD presentation, preparing detailed symptom lists before appointments, and being ready to advocate for yourself. Comprehensive testing that includes objective measures comparing skills to same-age peers provides the most reliable diagnosis, though approaches vary widely among practitioners. Women with ADHD face unique challenges beyond the condition itself. While ADHD affects everyone's executive function, women contend with additional burdens from gender expectations. Society still expects women to manage most household responsibilities, cooking, cleaning, childcare, scheduling, all tasks requiring the executive function skills that ADHD impairs. Research confirms women still handle most household chores, childcare, and elder care, creating what Otsuka calls the perfect storm for ADHD women. Monica's story illustrates how liberating it can be when these gendered expectations are abandoned. Her mother-in-law never expected her to maintain a spotless home, allowing her to focus on her strengths instead. Gender norms further complicate ADHD management. Behaviors like interrupting, lateness, messiness, and blurting out comments contradict feminine behavioral expectations, causing shame in women that men don't experience. Courtney's story powerfully demonstrates this double standard. Her ADHD-related messiness earned mockery and joke cleaning supplies as gifts, while her brother's identical symptoms were viewed as evidence of his gifted brain that simply needed secretarial support. Perhaps most significantly, female hormones dramatically affect ADHD symptoms. estrogen increases dopamine and serotonin levels, improving mood, concentration, motivation, and emotional regulation. When estrogen plummets during menstrual cycles or perimenopause, ADHD symptoms intensify dramatically. A survey of 1,500 women found 94% experienced worsening symptoms during hormonal transitions. Many women aren't diagnosed until perimenopause, when previously manageable symptoms become overwhelming, what Otsuka calls midlife onset ADHD. Understanding this hormonal connection helps women mitigate shame and make better scheduling decisions around their cycles. For those experiencing aggravated symptoms during low estrogen periods, interventions like cognitive behavioral therapy, mindfulness, exercise, hormone replacement therapy, or cycle-dependent medication adjustments can provide relief. The ADHD brain isn't defective, it's different. While acknowledging real challenges, Otsuka emphasizes how ADHD traits can become superpowers when properly understood and channeled. People with ADHD often demonstrate remarkable creativity and problem-solving abilities. Research shows those who are easily distracted, hyperactive, or impulsive, all ADHD traits, score higher on creativity measures. Dr. Hallowell describes creativity as just impulsivity gone right. ADHDers excel at divergent thinking, generating multiple solutions where others see only one path. Fran, an award-winning creative professional, explains, "We think faster and can see ahead more than other people can. I have this ability to fast forward in my head and see whether it's going to fail or not." The hyperfocus that makes ADHD brains lose track of time becomes a superpower when directed toward meaningful work. Unlike neurotypical people who concentrate better on interesting subjects but don't typically hyperfocus, ADHD brains can achieve extraordinary productivity and innovation when engaged with subjects that capture their interest. Many with ADHD possess natural drive and ambition despite struggling with time management. Hyperactivity often manifests as extreme restlessness and feeling constantly driven by a motor, making many natural go-getters who see possibilities where others see problems. Raquel channeled her hyperactivity to book 21 bands for a college music festival while still graduating summa cum laude. Risk-taking, often considered problematic in ADHD, becomes advantageous when applied to careers and challenges. Successful ADHD women like Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Catherine Ellison and Olympic gold medalist Cami Granato demonstrate how calculated risk-taking leads to extraordinary achievement. People with ADHD often handle crises better due to producing more relaxing theta brainwaves and their ability to hyperfocus and develop non-linear solutions in challenging moments. Nonconformity, justice sensitivity, empathy, and intuition, all common ADHD traits, become strengths in the right contexts. Many with ADHD women use their heightened empathy to excel in helping professions, their justice sensitivity to advocate for underrepresented groups, and their intuition to understand what others leave unsaid. These traits, often considered liabilities in traditional settings, become powerful assets when properly channeled. For those with ADHD, life paths are rarely linear. Many zigzag through transitions or approach jobs unconventionally, constantly questioning what they should do professionally and personally. People with ADHD often experience life more passionately than neurotypicals. Their brains don't filter sensory information as effectively, creating a nonstop sensory experience that fuels their drive for meaning and purpose. Otsuka developed a 6-step program to help ADHD women determine their values, strengths, skills, passions, and purpose, enabling them to leverage their ADHD traits to build fulfilling lives. 1. Find what you value. Values are the principles and beliefs that drive decisions and influence relationships. Many with ADHD adopt others' values after being told their way is wrong. Identifying your authentic values, whether adventure, creativity, justice, or others, provides direction for meaningful life choices. 2. Know your character strengths. Many with ADHD readily identify weaknesses but struggle to recognize strengths. Character strengths are positive personality qualities that create positive emotions when used. When values align with character strengths, happiness increases. 3. Get clear on your talents and skills. talents are natural gifts that become skills through practice. Those with ADHD often dismiss their talents as nothing special, particularly when they're good at many things. Identifying these natural abilities provides direction for career and personal development. 4. Find your passions. For ADHD brains wired for interest, identifying passions is crucial. When pursuing passions, positive emotions flow, hyperfocus activates, and success follows. Without passion, distraction and boredom lead to job hopping and unrealized potential. 5. Choose a purpose. Purpose typically involves leveraging passions to help others or further meaningful causes. For many with ADHD, the most motivating purpose addresses struggles they've personally experienced. 6. Find the overlap between values, strengths, skills, passions, and purpose. The best life decisions align with multiple personal attributes. Creating an intelligence report, a reference card listing these attributes, helps evaluate whether new opportunities truly align with your authentic self or are merely temporarily exciting. For ADHD women, emotional dysregulation presents a profound challenge. Unlike neurotypicals, we respond to stimuli more quickly, intensely, and for longer periods due to differences in our prefrontal cortex and amygdala connections. This dysregulation often leads to rejection-sensitive dysphoria, RSD, where we become acutely sensitive to criticism or rejection. The relationship between trauma and ADHD is complex. Childhood trauma can increase ADHD likelihood, while people with ADHD are more likely to experience trauma. Significantly, 34% of women with ADHD report childhood sexual abuse, and 44% experienced physical abuse, much higher rates than neurotypical women. These experiences cause nervous system dysregulation, producing symptoms that mirror ADHD, difficulty concentrating, poor memory, anxiety, and impulsivity. Emotional dysregulation manifests in various ways: rumination, constantly dwelling on negative thoughts, depression and anxiety, more common in ADHD women than men, rejection-sensitive dysphoria, extreme sensitivity to criticism, obsessive-compulsive behaviors, body-focused repetitive behaviors like skin picking, oppositional defiance, and symptoms that mimic borderline personality disorder or bipolar disorder. Several therapeutic approaches help ADHD women better regulate emotions and process trauma. Cognitive behavioral therapy helps identify negative thought patterns and retrains the brain to shift emotional responses. Dialectical behavior therapy teaches acceptance of uncomfortable emotions before changing them. Emotional freedom technique, tapping, reduces stress and manages emotions by tapping specific meridian points while focusing on problems. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, helps reprocess painful memories. Beyond therapy, mindfulness and meditation physically change brains through neuroplasticity, improving attention, cognition, emotional regulation, and stress management. Cold water immersion can immediately reduce anxiety by boosting dopamine and activating the parasympathetic nervous system. Grounding techniques connect you with surroundings and anchor awareness in your body rather than your mind. Social connections, particularly with other ADHD women, provide both emotional support and practical strategies. When stuck in mental short circuits, even simple tasks can become insurmountable obstacles. ADHD women frequently find themselves trapped in cycles of overthinking, easily overwhelmed by daily demands, and plagued by persistent self-doubt. This creates a paralyzing feedback loop that prevents forward momentum and accomplishment. The ADHD brain's unique wiring makes these challenges particularly acute, but several evidence-based strategies can effectively interrupt these patterns. To combat overthinking, start by actively questioning catastrophizing thoughts. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could really happen? And is this thought helping me move forward? Channel positive emotions through music, movement, or inspiring content to generate motivation for action. When stuck, attempt something novel or exciting to boost dopamine levels naturally. Even a quick dance break or a few minutes of exercise can reset your mental state. Creative tasks like drawing, writing, or problem solving activate focus networks in the brain, providing a healthy outlet for racing thoughts. Build confidence by celebrating small wins consistently, completing a phone call, organizing one drawer, or sending an important email. Develop deeper belief in your capabilities by deliberately aligning daily actions with your core values and natural strengths. The big O, overwhelming feelings, emerges from the ADHD brain's tendency to notice and process everything simultaneously while struggling to filter and prioritize effectively. Poor executive function makes planning and organization especially challenging, leading to sprawling to-do lists that feel impossible to tackle. The ADHD brain gravitates toward what's novel and interesting rather than what's truly urgent, creating a constant tension between attention and priorities. Many women develop learned helplessness from years of criticism and shame around their ADHD traits. Essential self-soothing techniques include deep breathing exercises, EFT tapping, time in nature, movement breaks, and finding humor in challenging situations. Creating an overwhelm emergency kit with go-to calming activities can provide quick relief when emotions escalate. Procrastivity, the tendency to procrastinate on important but boring tasks by pursuing more engaging activities, isn't a character flaw, but rather a natural response of the ADHD brain seeking stimulation. The solution lies in the plan, a flexible framework that focuses on generating positive emotion around necessary tasks while honoring your intuitive sense of how to accomplish them. Break larger projects into micro-tasks that feel manageable, each requiring 5 to 15 minutes. Leverage ADHD strengths like hyperfocus by deliberately adding interesting elements to boring tasks. Listen to podcasts while cleaning, make spreadsheets colorful, or turn routine activities into games. Create empowering identities around challenging activities. I'm becoming someone who maintains an organized space rather than I'm bad at cleaning. ADHD women disproportionately struggle with imposter syndrome, frequently doubting their legitimate accomplishments and attributing successes to luck or external factors rather than their capabilities. This stems from experiencing more academic and professional challenges, feeling pressure to mask ADHD traits to fit in, and dealing with inconsistent performance patterns that can shake confidence. Overcoming imposter syndrome requires deliberately celebrating both major achievements and small daily wins, generating positive emotion around accomplishments, and building self-trust through consistent action. Create a wins journal to document successes, share achievements with supportive friends, and challenge negative self-talk with evidence of your capabilities. While ADHDers can be fun, spontaneous, and creative partners, research shows we face more interpersonal challenges than neurotypicals. Our distractibility, inattentiveness, and impulsivity can strain relationships when we forget plans, struggle to listen, or make hasty decisions. Studies reveal that ADHD couples fight more frequently and have nearly twice the divorce rate of non-ADHD couples. Many relationships develop a parent-child dynamic where the neurotypical partner feels they must manage everything while the ADHD partner resents being treated like a child. The most important strategy is for both partners to learn about ADHD. The ADHD partner to understand how their brain affects relationships without shame, and the neurotypical partner to develop empathy rather than seeing behaviors as intentionally careless. Studies really bring clarity to an uncomfortable, addictive dynamic. Parenting presents unique challenges for ADHD women, who often struggle with the repetitive tasks, organization, and structure required for traditional motherhood. However, ADHD also provides parenting advantages: greater empathy for children's struggles, creative problem solving, enthusiasm, and ability to share passionate interests with children. ADHD mothers function best when creating customized parenting roles that work with their strengths, negotiating divisions of labor that leverage those strengths, and automating routine tasks rather than relying on lists. In friendships, ADHD women often struggle with social rules despite their best intentions. Many have difficulty scheduling get-togethers, remembering birthdays, and making phone calls, despite genuinely valuing their friendships. Women with hyperactive ADHD may have big personalities that dominate conversations, while those with inattentive ADHD may find social situations easier to navigate. ADHD women often have strong justice sensitivity, standing up for underdogs and calling out unfairness, which can sometimes alienate others, but also makes them loyal, empathetic friends. As structure diminishes with age, no more school pickup or playdates, maintaining friendships requires more intentional planning. Finding friends who share similar interests and values, especially other ADHD women who understand and appreciate each other's intensity, creates the most fulfilling social connections. People with ADHD struggle with time management because their executive function skills are challenged, making it difficult to plan, prioritize, and self-regulate. They often experience time blindness, where they're unaware of time passing, especially when hyper-focused on interesting tasks. This isn't a character flaw, but a neurological difference that requires specific strategies to manage. Several practical approaches help improve time management for ADHD brains, using analog clocks to visually see time passing, investing in smartwatches with haptic feedback for reminders, and using timers to track how long tasks actually take versus how long we think they take. Creating challenges makes time management engaging for the ADHD brain, while developing personalized systems accommodates individual needs. Planning is particularly challenging for ADHD brains due to executive function deficits. Effective strategies include scheduling the next event before the current one concludes, avoiding future coordination challenges, planning backward by identifying all required steps and realistic timeframes, and visualizing the end result to harness positive emotion as motivation. Money management presents similar challenges, requiring organization and attention, traits often lacking with ADHD. People with ADHD are 4 times more likely to impulse spend than neurotypicals and frequently make poor financial decisions, not because they lack intelligence, but because they lack interest in financial details. Rather than following conventional financial advice, ADHD-specific strategies focus on generating positive emotions around money management. Deciding to take charge of finances creates immediate empowerment. Clarifying how money aligns with personal values helps prioritize spending. Creating financial strategies that generate satisfaction, reward, or joy makes managing money less aversive. Converting impulse buying to impulse saving provides the same dopamine hit while building wealth. Starting small investment habits builds financial confidence, and visualizing money doing good in the world reduces anxiety about bill paying. Interestingly, studies show people with ADHD are 60 to 80% more likely to have entrepreneurial intentions and up to 300% more likely to start their own companies than neurotypicals. This entrepreneurial tendency stems from ADHD superpowers: hyperactivity, passion, energy, creativity, nonlinear thinking, and fearless impulsivity. Successful entrepreneurs with ADHD include Simone Biles, Solange Knowles, Paris Hilton, and Richard Branson. Exercise is perhaps the most effective ADHD treatment available. A single workout can immediately increase attention span, lower impulsivity, and improve emotional regulation. When skipping regular physical activity, focus and task completion become significantly more difficult. Exercise benefits ADHD brains through multiple mechanisms, spiking dopamine and norepinephrine, typically deficient in ADHD brains, improving executive function, physically changing the brain through increased BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, enhancing memory and learning, improving emotional regulation, preventing depression and anxiety, and controlling hyperactivity. Morning exercise provides the greatest benefits by resetting mood and capitalizing on natural cortisol levels. The most effective activities combine complex movements like martial arts, yoga, or rock climbing, especially when done outdoors or in social settings. For those resistant to traditional exercise, reframing it as movement and focusing on how much better you feel afterward helps overcome initial reluctance. Nutrition also significantly impacts ADHD symptoms. People with ADHD are up to 10 times more likely to struggle with weight because their dopamine-deficient brains seek sugar and carbs for quick chemical hits. Additionally, low levels of the neurotransmitter GABA affect impulse control around food choices. Strategic nutrition approaches include prioritizing 2 key nutrients: Probiotics from fermented foods improve gut health, which directly affects brain function through the gut-brain axis, and marine omega-3s, EPA and DHA, from fatty fish reduce brain inflammation and boost cognitive function. Some studies suggest they can be as effective as stimulants for ADHD symptoms. Intermittent fasting can help limit ADHD symptoms by improving focus, memory, and executive function while reducing brain inflammation. Proper hydration is essential, as even mild dehydration causes brain tissue to shrink and requires the brain to work harder. Sleep problems affect up to 70% of ADHD adults, who typically take at least an hour to fall asleep due to hyperactive minds. Many struggle to stay asleep through the night or experience revenge bedtime procrastination, where they delay sleep to enjoy leisure time. These issues stem from different brain wiring affecting arousal levels and delayed circadian rhythms. Essential sleep habits include consistent bedtime and wake-up times, creating dark, quiet, cold sleeping environments, avoiding caffeine after 4 p.m., limiting alcohol, and avoiding technology before bed. Specialized strategies include resetting the circadian clock through morning outdoor light exposure, exercising in the morning, performing a brain dump of thoughts before bed, removing resistance to bedtime preparation, developing effective wake-up plans, and creating fun strategies that motivate better sleep habits. Nearly half of children with ADHD have learning disabilities that persist into adulthood. Many adults with ADHD have undiagnosed learning differences that compound their challenges. Reframing these as learning differences rather than disabilities acknowledges that neurodivergent brains simply process information differently. Common learning differences that co-occur with ADHD include dyslexia, affecting reading and language processing, dyscalculia, affecting mathematical concepts, dysgraphia, affecting written expression, auditory processing disorder, affecting sound interpretation, language processing disorder, affecting language comprehension, and visual processing disorders. Many women with ADHD also meet criteria for autism spectrum disorder, which presents differently in females and often goes undiagnosed. Having a learning difference isn't shameful. It simply means you learn differently, not that you can't learn. Early diagnosis allows for targeted therapy to better manage your unique thinking patterns. Many women have spent decades blaming ADHD for struggles actually caused by undiagnosed learning differences. Discovering these differences reduces shame and helps identify natural strengths and areas for improvement. The journey to understanding and embracing your ADHD brain often benefits from professional support. Unlike general life coaching, ADHD coaching addresses core neurodivergent challenges like planning, time management, hyperactivity, impulsivity, and emotional self-regulation. Research shows it can improve executive function, self-determination, self-esteem, and overall satisfaction. A good ADHD coach doesn't dictate solutions, but helps you break down goals into manageable steps, recognize your brain's best practices, anticipate mishaps, and celebrate successes. Most importantly, embracing your ADHD brain means recognizing that even your weaknesses have opposing strengths. The same traits that create challenges in some contexts become superpowers in others. Understanding this duality allows you to structure your life around your strengths while developing strategies for areas of difficulty. With this balanced approach, you can become not just a woman with ADHD, but a true ADHD smartass woman who leverages her unique brain to create an extraordinary life.